Zakta Helga Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Brachas Perik Hey Mishnah Daled. So we all know there's a mitzvah for the Kehanim to bench Klal Yisrael. So depending on Minhagim, when? In Yerushalayim it's every day. In some places on Shabbos. By some Mekayimis it's every day all over. The Minhag of Ashkenazim. In Chutz Laaretz it's mostly just Yom Tov. But either way, the Kehanim go up to Duchen, they wash their hands through a Levi. When the Chazan gets to Ritzei, the Kehanim walk up. When the Chazan says V'chalachayim, the Kehanim say a quiet tefillah. And as the Bal Tefillah finishes, L'chana L'hoidos, they finish. They have to finish a second early, they should be able to answer Amen. The Chazan calls out Yivarechecha. The Kehanim respond Yivarechecha. Until the end of the Pasuk. And everyone answers Amen. There are three psukim in Berchas Kehanim. There's Yivarechecha Hashem Yishmerecha, then there's Yorei Hashem Panav Elecha V'chuneka, and Yiso Hashem Panav Elecha V'yasem L'cha Shalom. This is a mitzvah that Kehanim have, to bench Klal Yisrael. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'over L'fnei HaTeva, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, that means the Shliach Tzibur, Lo Yana, he should not answer. Acher, after the three brachos, Acher HaKehanim Amen, he should not answer Amen. The call, everyone else who's being benched, who's being blessed by the Kehanim, they answer Amen at the end of the three brachos, like we just explained. Why shouldn't the Bal Tefillah answer Amen? And the answer is Nehateiruf. We don't want him to get mixed up and to forget where he's up to. He has to continue to read the Psukim. Now, V'im Ein Sham, if we don't have in this Beis HaKnesses, Kayin, a different Kayin, Elohu, only the Shliach Tzibur, the one that's davening for the Amen, is the only Kayin. Lo Yisez Kapav. He shouldn't raise his hands, because the Kehanim have to raise their hands, they have to hold their fingers in a certain way. Why shouldn't he? Again, we're scared he won't be able to switch back to Sim Shalom and say it with the proper Kavanah. He may just get confused. However, the Im Haftu Chasa, if he's absolutely certain, he's confident, Shu Noiseyez Kapav, he can lift his hands and bench the people, V'chayz L'tfilasay, and return to Sim Shalom without getting mixed up, without panicking at the moment, as sometimes we do, especially when there's a tzibra waiting for you, then Rishai, he's mutter to duchen. The word duchen means a platform. We call it duchening because the Kehanim used to stand on a platform. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, Kehanim have a mitzvah to bench Klal Yisrael. It says, Kaisa Varchus b'nei Yisrael, Amar Lahem. When they're told to bench, they have to bench. It says, Amar Lahem. Normally the tzibra answers Amen between each of the three psokim, but the Bal Tefillah should not. We don't want him to get mixed up. He's going to forget which pasuk he's up to. How could he forget? When you stand in front of a tzibur, you stand in front of a lot of people. Do you ever say a dvar Torah in front of a lot of people by a sheva brachas or something? Automatically, it's hard to think straight. And you have to realize that the Bal Tefillah, he understood what an awesome responsibility it is to represent the tzibur. So Chazal wanted to make sure he shouldn't get mixed up over here. If he's the only kayin, he shouldn't lift his hands to duchen. Because he may get confused. He won't be able to get back to Sim Shalom. Now, if he's confident that he can, and he won't get confused, so then he's allowed to. What about answering Amen? What if he's sure he can answer Amen and he'll be able to know exactly where he's up to? Because the Mishnah just says it about the Kayin Bal Tefillah Duchening. Should the Kayin Bal Tefillah answer Amen if he's sure that he won't get mixed up? So there are different shittas. You can look it up in the Mishnah Brura, Simen Kuf Chav Ches in Arachayim. Some say he can answer Amen, especially if he's davening from a Siddur. In times of the Mishnah, they didn't have Siddurim so much. Remember, the only way to have a Siddur was to write it out on a piece of parchment with a feather pen that you had to keep dipping into a bottle of ink. There was no printing, so Siddurim weren't so easy to find. If you're davening without a Siddur, it's very easy to get mixed up. If you have a Siddur, so you see from the Paiskim, there's less of a chance you're going to get mixed up. So some say that he can answer Amen, some say that he should not. If he's the only Kayan, and he's sure that he can get back to Shmon Esrei and know exactly where he's up to, he can Duchen. The Frap is Manazed that we have a Siddur. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if there are other Kayhanim, he shouldn't rely on that, even if he feels that he won't get mixed up.